Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We are on Mem Aleph. We have a shortened day due to Yom Tov of Purim. Chag Sameach, everybody. We're up to the Mishnah.
We're going directly to the Purim moment, or we're just going to actually go through.
No, we're going to go through the Daf, and today's Daf is sponsored by Yossi Silverstein, Lulu Mishmas, Yisrael Mordechai, Ben Dov Zev, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Here we go. Birishona, originally, Hayinota Lulav B'mikta Shiva, Ubumdina Yom Echad. Originally, the lulav would be taken min Torah, the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days, and everywhere else 1 day. What's Medina? So Rashi says it's Yerushalayim. Sha'af hu bigvulin. It's a machlokus about that. Some hold that Yerushalayim is the same status as the Mikdash, which means if Yerushalayim has the same status as the Mikdash, then all 7 days. It's a different status. If you hold that, let's say Chalavoid morning, you wake up to Tel Aviv, then you shake a lulav in Esrog, then you take a ride to Yerushalayim, your status might change now. Because now you're, if Mikdash means Yerushalayim, which Rashi said it doesn't, but others said it does, then you could be, then potentially you have a different chiyuv now. Because on the Daraisa, it's a Daraisa, correct. Okay, Rishachar of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yochanan and Zakkai made a takana, Shehei Lulav Nitel ben Medina, Shiva, Zecher HaMikdash. We should have, take a Lulav all 7 days, Zecher HaMikdash. And also, Vishehei Yom Hanaf, Kulo Aser. And the second day of Pesach, or in Israel, where the first day is only 1 day Yontif. Second day, which is the first day Chol HaMoed, and in the Chutz La'aretz it becomes the first day Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Pesach, that the entire day is usher to eat Chadash. We know that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Omer, which matured Chadash, was brought on the first day Chol HaMoed. The Gemara is going to say in a few minutes that if you didn't live near Yerushalayim, and you don't know when they brought the Omer, by noon you can eat Chadash already. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was not lazy people. They didn't schlep around. By noon, they got the job done. However, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no longer any covered Omer. So the Rashi says, I'm going to not read it to save time, Rashi says that they made a drasha that when there's no Omer, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the minute the sun rises, you can eat Chadash already. The minute the sun rises, already there's no carbon, so there's no Omer. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made zero. No, we have to wait the whole day. The next day you can eat Chadash, not this day. Right? Why? Why do you make such a gzera? Because the Beis HaMikdash is going to get rebuilt. And now it's going to be time to bring the carbon omer. And people are going to say, well, last day I didn't have to wait till noon. I was able to eat it right away in the morning. What's going on over here? So we don't want that to happen. The details of that we'll be doing in the Gemara in a minute. We don't want that to happen. So he made a gzera that you have to wait the whole day. The next day, eat it. And then when the Beis HaMikdash is built, you get it's better for you. You get to eat chadash earlier.
I always had a question.
Yeah.
Is this a riot that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down like one shot?
We're going to get to that in a few minutes. We're going to get to that in 5 minutes. Okay, hold your horse. Excellent question. We're going to get to that in a minute. Look at the Tosfos of Vishye Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser. What's this doing here? Why is this thrown in here? This has nothing to do with Sukkot. What's it doing here? In a Mishnah? So usually they're connected. So it could be that once we say Ein Bein this and that, right, Megillah, then you have for the next parak everything Ein Bein. So what's it doing here? So Tosfos says, Harbi Takanos Tikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He made a lot. Elahanach Tarti Tikin Yachad Lachi Tani Hacha Hayom Hanaf Agav Grora. This one he made at the same time. It's throwing them together. V'tema Tibim Menachos Parak Rabbi Shmuel Lo Tani Hanach the Lol of Agav Hahud Yom Hanaf Uparak Basra to Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Yehanach Tarti V'otakanos Tuva the Tikkun. But in Menachos, when it mentions this one about the Omer, it doesn't mention about Lulav. And in Rosh Hashanah, it mentions all of them. Zakarim Menachos doesn't mention about Lulav. So it says over here in this Masifta that the Vardis from the Imri Amis. I was talking to somebody on Tainus Esther from work, and he told me here it was in the name of the Imri Amis' brother, Moshe Bezalel, who was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto during the war. And I figured, Purim, maybe Dover Meshem Omer, maybe Gula Olav. We're learning that from Mordechai and Esther, right? So I'll say it over in the name of Moshe Batalo, the brother of the Imri Amis. Such a beautiful vart. Yochanan ben Zakkai made a gzera that from now on, we have to take the lulav for 7 days. Zecher lemikdash, which has been destroyed, that was a big downer. Oy, look at this. There's no more base of mikdash. Zecher's now. That's terrible. So he said, you know what? Rebbe Chanan said, you know what? I'll tell you another one. We're going to have the Omer, not going to be able to eat the Omer at all. You know why? Because maybe the base of mikdash will get rebuilt and people will forget. And I said, ah, still have the base of mikdash in my head. It's a beautiful part, no? That gave him a little nechama. Don't worry about it. Don't think we're forgetting about it. It's not just about Zecher. It might happen. It might get rebuilt. And the people are going to forget. Oh, excellent. Beautiful part. Okay. Next, Gemara. Manalan da avdin on Zecher lemikdash. Interesting question. Where do you have such an idea that we should do things Zecher lemikdash? Where'd that come from? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Kra. It's a pasuk. I don't even need a pasuk for this. That I can't do things Zecher. Interesting. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Kra. It says, Ki ele arucha lucha umakotecha erpecha no mashem ki nidchu karu lucha tzion hi doresh ein la. Nobody's thinking about it. About Tzion. Meaning, doresh ein la. Michlal de boy drisha. You should be. So therefore, we can make remembrances. Then we said, "Vishay Yom Hanach, my timer." What's the reason for this gzera? So says the Gemara, "Meheiri Yibara Beis Hamikdash." Maybe it'll be speedily built. V'yomru, well, shtakad milo achalnu b'hayir mizrach. Yesterday, didn't we eat the minute the sun rose? Hashtanami nechel. Now we can also do it. The inhu lo yadi. They're not going to realize. They shtakad last year. The lohayir Beis Hamikdash hayir mizrach heter. Since last year there was no Beis HaMikdash, sunrise matters the Chadash. Hashta now, the Ikka Beis HaMikdash, Omer matter. But now you have to wait for the Omer to be brought. Right? And that takes till noon, we said. So people are going to make that mistake.
Why did they do it till noon?
What?
Why didn't they do it till noon instead of...
That's a good question. Better question. I guess maybe a low plug. Anyway, the Ivni Amas. Well, 1 second. That's a good question. Why did they make it till noon? Excellent question. I don't know.
Noon's the end of the day. It's here for the Tzibur.
Correct. Everyone should know. At noon, you could, because that'll be the worst case, because they never were lazy. So maybe for this reason. But the Ivni Amas, when's it being built? When's the third Beis HaMikdash being built? Ilema the Ivni Beshitzar. 1 second. It's being built on the 16th? On Chol Hamoed Pesach? Is that when it's happening? If that's the case, Hare Hatir Heir Mizra. The minute you wake up in the morning, it's Mutter. Yeah, 10 o'clock in the morning, the Beis HaMikdash gets built. You already had a heter. Elo the Ibni Bechimsar, so it's built on the 15th, meaning it doesn't mean on the, it means on Pesach, or any time before that, then what's the problem? Let's say it's built Chanukah. So what's the issue? You want to tell me it's built Erev Pesach? What's the issue? Right? Or it's built on Pesach? What's the issue? Mechatzos Hayob Ulahal and Tishteri. It should be Mutter from noon. Dotnan, Harachokim Hamutarin Mechatzos Hayob Ulahalan. From if you lived far away, it was mutter from noon and on. Lefish ain beds and betatzlimbo. They're not lazy. So the answer is this is the reason why matik because lo tzricha to ivni belela. It's built at night. What night? Pesach night. Oh, e nami or samach l'shkia tzachama or next to shkia tzachama, right by shkia, of what? Of erev Pesach. Either seder night or right before the seder. Says Rashi. We'll do this Rashi inside. It's two Rashi's. The first Rashi is Lo Tzricha de Ibni Balela, Klomar. L'shema Yibana Balela, Chayish. We're afraid it's built at night. V'lo Yehu Pinuyim Liktzer Omer, Ad Samach Liyom. They're not going to have time now. The Beis HaMikdash just got built an hour before Yontif. Oh my goodness. You know what we have to do now? We have to go get ready for the Omer. They're not going to have time. Which means, Yesh Torah Harbe Ba'Omer. It's a big deal with the Omer. Shayu Mavaishin Oso Ba Avos. They have to dry it in the thing, in the truck. Shall claw him of the kernels. Vitsovrinoso, gather it. Shizuvu memov, that the water goes on it. Vitochninoso, berechayim, grind it. Shall grossos of the kernels. Menafinoso, bugimel nafa, sift it 13 times. Begasa, bedaka, kedemin hasam, big, little. Ze, shalo, yachol asasik, but with chilasayla, lo yaspiko la kuva la macha, kodom chatzos. They're not going to have enough time. They can't get their act together and bring it before chatzos. It's not going to happen. The process takes too long. So for that very far-fetched chash that it's going to be built at the Seder night, forever, till the Beis HaMikdash has to be built, the whole day it's usher. Does that make any sense?
No.
That makes no sense. We'll say in a minute, 1 minute. Just look at the next Rashi. Rashi says, D'ivni b'chimtzar. It's either built the 15th, Samach L'Shkiyas HaChama, V'hihi. Either it's built at the Seder night or right before Shkiyah, it's the same thing. Right? It's the same issue. So it says Rashi, one second, it's built at, on Yontif? First of all, you're not allowed to build it at night. Second of all, you're not allowed to build it on Yontif. So, V'i, Kasha, Laila, Eino Nivne. You can't build it at night. The Kaimalon, V'shavuot, Ein Bidya Beitz HaMikdash B'Laila. The Tzivu B'yom Hakim. Right? So first of all, that doesn't make any sense. Ubiyom, where is it? Ubiyom Hakim, V'lo B'chimsar, Shu Yontif. The Kaimalon V'shavuot, Ein Binyan Docha, Ein Beitz HaMikdash Docha Yontif. So one second. First of all, you can't build it at night. Second of all, you can't build it on Yontif. What's going on here? Says Rashi, an unbelievable vart. Hani mili binyan habarn b'diyadim. That's only if you're going to build it, human beings. However, avol mikdash ha'asid, the base hamikdash that will be rebuilt, and then Rashi throws in shonam b'tzapim banui, that we're waiting for it. Ume suchlal hu, and I don't know what that means. We want it to happen. Yigle, it should be revealed. V'yavo mishamayim shenemar mikdash Hashem konanu yadecha. It'll just come down in one shot from heaven. Hashem is allowed to do things at night, and Hashem is allowed to do things on Yontif. It's going to come down in one big building. By the way, Tosfos says the exact same thing. The exact same way to answer the question, it's going to be built at night. The Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam says it's not. It's going to be built by human beings, people. How do you reconcile? What?
In that case, it's not a problem.
What do you mean? According to the Rambam, how do you answer it? According to this Gemara, the only issue is it's going to be built at night. As is a Shkia. They're going to build it a Shkia Erev Pesach.
One second. If we're having such a nace, why can't part of the nace be the Omer also being ready?
What? I hear you. The Me'iri says. The Me'iri says that. The Me'iri says they're going to be so excited. The Me'iri says people are going to be so excited. They might make a mistake. They might make a mistake and build a base of Mikdash at night. They're going to be so excited. The Meiser Rokeach, the Meiser Rokeach lived in the 1700s. The Rav told me he was a Rav in Amsterdam. I told him this vort. He says, what kind of gzeir is this? There's a chashash that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built on Erev Pesach or Pesach night, and then they can't get their act together to bring the Omer the next day. What kind of far-fetched gzeir is that? And therefore, for the rest of history, it's usher on the... What kind of gzeir is that? Pump that one time and the whole time is not going to happen. That the Dachlon and the Beit is going to be rebuilt? Right? It's such a far-fetched gzeira. Okay, ready for this answer? He says like this. The Gemara says, talk about a Vard on Purim. The Gemara says that a prerequisite to the Beit HaMikdash being built is the destruction of a Malik. That's a prerequisite. That's why the Beit HaMikdash couldn't be built until the Malik was up and Shaul botched up. Okay, that's a prerequisite. Why is it a prerequisite? I don't know. But it just is. The Gemara says it's a prerequisite. Says the Zohar, when La'asid level, when will Amalek be destroyed? When's that going to happen? Zohar says it's going to happen. It says in the Pasuk, Kiyat, we're going to lay it this morning, Kiyat al-Kes Ka, right? The hand of the throne is on Hashem, right? Throne of Hashem, right? The hand of the throne of Hashem. That the Mechias Amalek in La'asid level will take place on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach. So if it takes place on Erev Pesach, it's exactly when the Beit HaMikdash is not going to be built. Mamash Erev Pesach. That's why it's not such a far-fetched gzeira at all. Why will also be happening on Erev Pesach? So I was talking to the Rebbe about it. He said maybe it has to do with the fact that that's when the first gzeira happened. Right? They made a takana. We're not going to eat on Pesach. We're going to fast through Pesach. So maybe that's connected to the why in the future it has to be Erev Pesach. I don't know why. The Zohar says it, Yochanan ben Zakkai, I guess, foresaw on some level that's the necessary prerequisite is that Amalek has to be destroyed. Only happened on Erev Pesach, so that's the perfect time, the first opportunity for the business. Hashem will send it down in one big shot. When? Mamash Erev Pesach. That's why the zero is not far-fetched at all. Amazing word, no?
It is, like, maybe a real practical answer.
Yeah.
First one made it by Yochanan ben Zakkai, through the destruction.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
He only died a couple of years after the he only lived a couple 5 or 6 years after the Korban.
Okay.
So it's possible that he just said, you know, why don't those destroy it now? They may allow us to go back and not build it necessarily, but use it.
Interesting.
Use what?
Use the area.
Use the area.
Yeah. What? So they can build a mizbeach. They can build a mizbeach. According to most, they can build a mizbeach.
Just build a mizbeach.
All you need is a mizbeach. You don't need anything else.
And if they let me do it, Erev Yontif.
Interesting. If it is, they'll do it.
They'll do it.
Interesting.
It's a big question.
That's a Litvish answer.
That's a practical answer.
You don't have to go to the Zohar.
But that's a problem. This is all hektish. You got to go to mikveh. There's a process before you can start doing it.
All right.
So it's got to take some time.
I hear.
That's why you're not got the whole day.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Precise.
Excellent. Okay. Very good. Let's go.
Hey.
Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitas of Yehuda Amar. This was all said within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said, Minatorah hu aser. Now, it's not a gzira, it's not a takana, Minatorah it's aser. Why? The chsiv, it says, ad etzem hayom azeh, ad itzum moshal yom. It means, until the very day, the kasavar ad v'ad v'chla. So that day is included. It's not a takana, it's a daraisa. One second. Umi savar lo kavaseh, does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai even agree with that? He argues on that. Why? It says the Tanya, the Tan, Yishachar Beis Hamikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Sheyom Anaf Kul Aser. The whole day is Aser. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda, Halo Manatoru Aser. What do you mean? It's a Takana. It's Aser Manatoru. Dechziv Adetzem Hayom Azeh Aditzum Shalom. So how could you tell me that they're saying the same thing? They're arguing with each other. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yehuda, who the Katoi. He made a mistake. Who savar with Rabbanu Kavar? He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said it's a takana. Falohi mid daraisa kamar. Really, he said it's a daraisa. Ay vahiskin kamar, but he said a hiskin, which means a takana. Nah, my hiskin darash vahiskin. He searched for the makar. That's what it means, and he revealed the makar. Okay. Next, yotach rishon shechag yos b'shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot fell on the Shabbos, kol ha'am olichin et l'luvehen l'beis ha'knesses, everybody would bring their lulav to shul, right? This doesn't mean shul. What does beis ha'knesses mean? I think it means in the beis hamikdash, right? Is that what it means? Anyway, lamach was mashkim because you can't carry it. What?
That's to the synagogue.
Okay, lamach was in the morning. Mashkimin, you got up. Uban kol echad ve'echad makeres shalov v'nodlo. Everybody would know. Oh, that's my lulav. That's my lulav. They would go and get their lulav back. B'nei she'amr chacham ein adam yotzi dechavatsa b'yantaf rishon b'lulavah shal chaveru. You can't be yote on yantaf rishon with someone else's lulav. U'shayim mozachad adam yotzi dechavatsa b'lulavah shal chaveru. But in the rest of yantaf, you can. Rabbi Yossi Omar. Yontif Rishon Shalchad Shechalios B'Shabbos. First day Yontif, it fell on the Shabbos. B'Shachah, the Hotziyat Halulav, the Roshos Harabim, and you take it out by mistake. Potter, your potter. Why? You carried B'Shogeg. No, B'Shahotziyu B'Roshos, because you took it out with permission. What is permission? To be Mekayim a Mitzvah. That's a concept that comes up every now and then in Shas called Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah. That's tomorrow's Daf.
I thought they carried the Dafka.
What?
They carried the Dafka on Shabbos on the second day.
That, right. Menahani Mili. What do you mean second day?
First day.
No, they didn't carry it, but there was no gzera, they're not allowed to use it. That doesn't come till tomorrow. Till the next day, till tomorrow's day after the day after that. There's no right, they used it. They just didn't carry it. Because we can't get around the isser of carrying in the street. That's an isser d'oraisa. You can't get around that. So that they weren't allowed to carry. So bring it to Shuler of Yontif. Why can't I shake it on Yontif? There's no reason why not. We're going to have a gzeira later because they were afraid they're going to carry it. But originally we weren't afraid of that. Menahani Mili, how do you know all this? How do you know that it has to be your lulav? The Tana Rabbanan, ulakachtem, shetehelekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. That each and every person has to take a lulav. So what does that mean? What would I think otherwise? What would I think? That only Bezin has to take a lulav? Why would I think that?
So the Meiri says
because maybe since a lulav has to do with maratzeh, has to do with davening and that, so maybe it's only Bezin's job to have it, like Shemitah or Yovel.
But that's one lulav for everyone.
Right, it's a week havamina. But okay, look, what does lochem mean? Lochem means shalachem. Lohoti es hashalav es hagazel, not borrowed and not. Stolen. Mikan Amr Chachamim ain't Adam Yotzi de Chavatsa beyond the Frishon Shalchad Bilulav Shalchavero. You can't use someone else's lulav. El in Kainasna Lobe Matana, unless he gives it to a guest. Listen to this. Umayse Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Shah Yubon Bisfina. They want a boat. How can they be on a boat on Yontif? Good question. They left before. Right, so that, I mean, that, I don't know, I don't know the halacha, I don't know the halacha lamaisa, you can go on a right? Belocha yololov el Rabbi Gamliel bavat. And only Rabbi Gamliel had a lulav. Shalacha be'elav zuz, he bought it for 1,000 zuz. Not lulav Rabbi Gamliel, v'yotzebo, he took it, he shook it, he made a mitzvah, made a bracha, good. V'nasna lulav Yeshua b'matana, he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a gift. I was wondering about this order. The first person that gets it is Rabbi Yeshua. Not lo, he shake.
You gotta use the hierarchy of who's
correct, he's a Levi.
Not he's a Levi. He's a
Rebbe. Not lo, Rabbi Yeshua v'yotze v'bov v'nasna lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'matana. The next person to get it is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Not lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'yotze v'bov v'nasna matan lo, Rabbi Akiva. He's the last one to get it. Not lo, Rabbi Akiva v'yotze v'bov v'hitze lo, Rabbi Gamliel. He gives it back to Rabbi Gamliel. What?
Except that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was coming.
Right. That's very interesting.
So
Lamali Lamema Hitzer. Why do you have to say he gave it back? Milsa agav orcha kamashon. It's another halacha. That what? Matana al manas lahachzer shma matana. That a matana on the condition. It's a good matana. So he gave it back. Kildamar Rava. Heylach esrit zeh al manas shetachzi ruhuli. Here's the esrit on condition to give it back. Not lo v'yatzabo. Hechziru yatza. If you give it back, good. Lo hechziru lo yatza. If you don't give it back, you're not yotze. Why? Because he stole it. Lama le lemeimar shalachu be'elav zuz. Why does he have to say he paid $1,000? Why? Odiach kama mitzvos chavivos alehem. How much he loved mitzvos. Right? Amalei mar baramemar l'ravashi abba tzluye kamatzli bay. He used to daven with it. Meisvei. 1 minute. He used to daven holding his lulav. Meisvei. We have a halacha. Lo yachas adam tefillin biyado. You shouldn't daven with tefillin in your hands or say v'torah b'cheiko or say v'torah b'yispal and daven. Why? V'lo yishin behemayim. You also can't go to the bathroom like that. You can't sleep with a Sefer Torah. Lo shina sakeva, lo shina sarai. From our Shmuel, sakin vikara, a knife or a plate, kikar, a cookie, mos, hari elu kiyotze ben. You can't daven holding something. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to drop it and you're not going to concentrate on davening. So what do you mean? Davening with a lulav? Says the Gemara, Hassam, over there, lav mitzvah ninu. When you're holding a cookie, that's not a mitzvah. Therefore, v'tarid, v'hu, you're going to be preoccupied. Hacha, but over here, mitzvah ninu. Here it's a mitzvah. V'lo tarid, v'hu. You're not going to be preoccupied. Says Rashi, hacha, netzilasa v'luki chasa mitzvahi. It's a mitzvah. Umitoch shechaviva mitzvah alav. Since you love the mitzvah, ein matzah v'shimura kaved alav. It's not a burden on you. V'lo tarid, it's not going to bother you. Says the Ritva, how do you figure that? How do you figure that? Just the opposite. You're holding a lulav, so you're thinking about the lulav. You're not thinking about davening. So the answer is nobody does that. Nobody will have less kavana on one mitzvah because you're in the middle of doing another mitzvah. Is that true? I'm shaking a lulav. I'm holding my lulav a halal. I'm not kavana on halal because I'm busy with my lulav. Nobody does that. Okay, we're in 2 minutes. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Kach, Hayyabhag Shal Anshe Yerushalayim. This was their custom. Adam Yotzim Ibezo, a person leaves his house, the lulav biyado. He has a lulav in his hand. Here is a raya, says the Chasam Sofer and the Chida, that you shake a lulav in the morning before you go to shul. Like that Rizal. Right? So the Farisha Gemara. You go wake up in the morning, Holech Labeit HaKnesset, lulav biyado. You go to shul, the lulav is in your hand. Kore Kriyashma, Umitzpalel, the lulav biyado. Kore Batora, Venosi Eskapov, Manicha Al Gabi Kaira, you put it down. Holech Levakar Cholim, you're going to be Rakar Cholim, Nicham Avelim, Lulav Biyado. Michnas Leveis HaMedrish, if you go to Shul, Mishaka Lulav Biyado, Biyad Bino, Ubiyad Avdo, Ubiyad Shlucho, you can give it back to any of them. Mai Kamash Malon, is that what it says? Mishaka Lulav Biyad Bino, Biyad Avdo, Biyad Shlucho,
he sends it home with them.
So my, well, what's this all about? The whole day holding a Lulav? You go visit someone in the hospital, you're having a Lulav? You go... My kavashot, how do you have nicham avelim anyway? The whole discussion about that. Anyway, my kavashot, l'dicha kam mahaya zrizin b'mitzvos. How zaris people are in mitzvos, that the adult has is a mitzvah, goes to the hospital to visit somebody, has a lulav with him. Right? Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great important.
We will make it.